This is Billy Ruth Federici again with another episode of Angelita's Wings. This time, we have a series of six stories of the six heroes of Mexican independence, Los Seis Héroes de México, written by a friend of mine, Bonnie Muth McMillan, and illustrated by Emily Freeman. This book can be found at riversanctuarypublishing.com. Hola, vamos a continuar el cuento de Josefina Ortiz de Domínguez, La Niña Quien Escuchó. We're going to continue the story of Josefa Ortiz Domínguez, the girl who listened, one of the six heroes of Mexican independence. Josefa was a maid in one of the convents, and she had lost her parents. As you might recall, she used some of the water left over from washing the floors, and she used that water to go grow her own garden because she realized that all the peasants were starving. And she had heard this as she listened through the door of the convent. And she listened as Hermana Romana said, "All of the peasants are dying. They have no food to eat." So she decided to make her own garden. And as you remember, she took a big basket of food down to the Lopez family so they could eat and be able to feed all of their children as well. Mama raised a finger to her mouth. She said, "Shh, they're talking about our bad government and the cruel rulers. Don't say that you saw them." "Oh, I won't, I promise," said Josefa. She knew that the Spanish rulers would put the men in jail if they talked bad about the government.
"Todo está bien con los hombres?" preguntó Josefa. Mamá se llevó el dedo a la boca. "Shh, shh, shh. Ellos están hablando del mal gobierno de los españoles crueles. No digas que nos viste."
"Oh, no diré nada," prometió Josefa. Ella sabía que los gobernantes españoles los podrían en el cárcel si hablaban mal del gobierno.
Josefa went back to the convent with her empty basket. When more vegetables were ready to eat, she took them again to the Lopez family. Josefa regresó al convento con la canasta vacía. Cuando crecieron más verduras, Josefa las llevó de nuevo a la familia López. She was happy that she could share. She was happy to live with the kind sisters. They loved her, and they taught her how to read and write and do math.
Ella estaba feliz que pudiera compartir la comida a la familia López. También estaba contenta de vivir con las buenas hermanas del convento. Ellas querían mucho a Josefa. Le enseñaron a leer, escribir y hacer las matemáticas.
As Josefa grew older, she read much about history and other countries. She saw her own people being treated badly by rulers from Spain. Small groups of men met secretly to talk about what could be done to help the people. Josefa met them whenever she could.
Mientras crecía, Josefa leía la historia del país y los países de otros países también. La leía acerca de otros países. Ella veía a su propia gente maltratados por los gobernantes españoles. Los hombres se reunían en grupos pequeños en secreto para hablar de lo que se podía hacer para ayudar al pueblo. Josefa se reunía con ellos cuando podía.
One of these men, Miguel Domínguez, fell in love with Josefa. She loved him too, and so they were married. Then Miguel became the governor of Querétaro. He helped to get laws passed that were good for the people.
Uno de esos hombres, Miguel Domínguez,
se enamoró de Josefa. Ella también la amaba, así que se casaron. Entonces Miguel llegó a ser gobernador de Querétaro. Él ayudó a poner leyes que ayudaban al pueblo. Josefa and Miguel Domínguez were friends with Miguel Hidalgo, the priest of Dolores. One day, when Josefa opened the door of the apartment, two of the Spanish rulers were talking in the hallway. Quickly, she shut the door and listened at the big keyhole. Josefa y Miguel Domínguez eran amigos de Miguel Hidalgo, el sacerdote de Dolores. Un día, cuando Josefa abrió la puerta de su apartamento, escuchó a dos gobernantes españoles hablando en el pasillo. Rápidamente cerró la puerta y escuchó que decían por la poca llave. She leaned down to listen to see what the men were saying. "We have arrested the men in Querétaro who do not like our government. They're in jail and will be shot soon. Next, we'll get Hidalgo and his friends in San Miguel. Hemos arrestado a los hombres en Querétaro que no gustan de nuestro gobierno," dijeron los hombres. "Ellos están en el cárcel y pronto los matarán. Después, cogeremos a Hidalgo también y a sus amigos en San Miguel."
"Oh, no. We must warn them," Josefa whispered to her husband.
"No," he said. "No, no, no. If they find out you warned Hidalgo, they'll kill you."
"Ay, no, no, no," dijo su esposo. "Si se dan cuenta que tú le aviste a Hidalgo, te matarán."
"Yes, but we must," cried Josefa.
"No, we mustn't. I will lock you in your bedroom and then the Spanish can't get you," said her husband. "Te encierro en tu recámara. Entonces los españoles no te pueden coger," dijo Domínguez. "Ven," la cogió de la mano y la jaló para la recámara. Entonces cerró la puerta con una llave bien grande y se fue a trabajar a su oficina.
"Come along," he grabbed her by her hand and pulled her into their bedroom. He then locked the door with a great big key and went off to his office.
"I know my husband just wants to keep me safe," she said to herself. "I know he loves me. But I must warn Hidalgo, I must. Yo sé que mi esposo solamente quiere protegerme. Yo sé que él me ama," lloró Josefa. "Pero yo tengo que ir para avisar a Miguel Hidalgo."
Their friend, Ignacio Pérez, lived in the apartment just below them. As it happened, he was also one of the men who met secretly with Miguel Hidalgo and his friends. "I wonder if he's home." Josefa took off her high-heeled shoes and started banging on the floor of her room with her high-heeled shoe. "Will Ignacio hear me? Would he come?" El amigo de ellos, Ignacio Pérez, vivía en la misma casa de los apartamentos donde vivieron Josefa y su esposo. Él también era uno de los hombres quien se reunía en secreto con Miguel Hidalgo y sus amigos. "Estará en casa," pensó Josefa. Quitó su zapato de tacón alto, le dio al piso con un tacón del zapato, ¡pam, pam, pam! ¿La escucharía Ignacio? ¿Vendría? "Will he come? Will he come?" Well, he did. Minutes later, he knocked on the door. It's Josefa's room. "Josefa," he called, "are you all right? What's happening?"
"Sí, vino." Minutos después, tocó la puerta del cuarto de Josefa.
Josefa, Josefa, llamó. ¿Estás bien? ¿Qué pasa?
Ay, Ignacio, she answered. I'm locked in. I got locked in here somehow. Could you come close to the keyhole?
Ay, Ignacio, ella contestó. Estoy encerrada. Por casualidad, no sé cómo. Acércate a poca llave. A ver qué podemos decir algo en secreto.
Ignacio put his ear to the keyhole.
Ignacio puso el oído cerca de la boca llave.
She whispered loudly, "Our friends in Querétaro are in jail and they'll be shot," Josefa said. "The Spanish police are going to arrest Miguel Hidalgo and his friends."
Nuestros amigos en Querétaro están en la cárcel y los van a matar, Josefa le dijo en voz baja.
La policía española va camino para arrestar a Miguel Hidalgo y sus amigos.
Ignacio whispered back,
"Oh, no, I will ride to Dolores and warn them."
Ignacio le contestó en voz baja,
"Ay, no, yo iré a Dolores para avisarles."
A few minutes later, Josefa heard the sound of a horse galloping down the cobblestone streets. Ignacio was riding to warn Miguel Hidalgo that the Spanish police were coming to put him in jail. Josefa smiled. Her friends would escape.
Unos minutos después, Josefa oyó el galope de caballo sobre las calles de piedra. Ignacio iba a caballo para avisarles a Miguel Hidalgo que la policía venía a ponerlos en la cárcel. Josefa sonrió y respiró. Sus amigos podrían escaparse.
Well, very late that night, Ignacio Perez arrived at the house of Miguel Hidalgo.
"They're coming to arrest you all and put you in jail," Ignacio warned out. He was out of breath.
Tarde en la noche, Ignacio Perez llegó a la casa de Miguel Hidalgo. Venían para arrestarlo y ponerlo en el cárcel. Ignacio le dijo, casi sin poder respirar.
"Someone has told them about our plans to fight back," Miguel said. "We must do it now."
"Alguien les habían dicho de nuestros planes de pelear con ellos," dijo Miguel.
"Then teníamos que hacerlo ahora. Vamos, tenemos que hacerlo ahora."
The church bells rang, and all the men of Dolores came running to the church. Miguel Hidalgo gave his famous grito. "Then let's go," he shouted, and he and all the men went to fight.
Las campanas de la iglesia sonaron y todos los hombres de Dolores llegaron corriendo a la iglesia. Miguel Hidalgo dio su famoso grito entonces. "Vamos," gritó. Este fue el comienzo de la Guerra de la Independencia de México.
This was the start of the Mexican War of Independence. Josefa Dominguez had helped by warning the men. She was the lady revolutionary hero of Mexico.
Este fue el comienzo de la Guerra de la Independencia de México. Josefa Dominguez ayudó avisándoles a los hombres. Ella fue una de las damas héroes revolucionarias de México.
Now that ends the story of Josefa Ortiz Dominguez. The next hero of Mexican independence wars is Benito Juárez. He's considered the Indian president hero of Mexico. El héroe indio, presidente de México. Now, just as a point of history,
I think it's really, and linguistically, it's very interesting to recognize that Benito Juarez was a mestizo. He was an Indian, which is a combination. The Indians were the combinations of the Spanish and the Mayans or the Aztecs, depending on where the lineage came from. Today in Mexico, there are still many Indians who are mestizos, and many of them come from both Mayan and Aztec heritage. Some of them speak Nahuatl. Some of them speak Zapotec. Zapotec being the Mayan language, Nahuatl being the Aztec language. And I even have a friend who comes from Mexico whose parents don't speak Spanish. They live way up in the hills, and they speak Nahuatl. They don't even speak Spanish. And many of the people who in Mexico today do not speak Spanish. They speak only Nahuatl, or one of the native languages. And that was the case, very definitely the case, in the days of the revolution. So we have now the story of Benito Juarez, the Indian president of Mexico. This next story, Benito Juarez, el héroe indio, presidente de México. Benito Juarez, when he was very small, he lived in a small adobe house. He sat on a dirt floor. Big tears rolled down his face and splashed on his bare belly. "Mama, Papa," he sobbed over and over again, "I'm hungry." En una casa pequeña del adobe, estaba sentado en el suelo de tierra un pequeño niño. Las lágrimas que corrieran por sus mejillas caían sobre el estómago desnudo. "Mamá, mamá," lloraba, lloraba. "Tengo hambre." The door opened, and a girl about 9 years old came in. She went to the small boy and put her arms around him. La puerta se abrió y una niña como a los 9 años entró, andaba donde estaba el niño y puso sus brazos alrededor del niño. "Oh, poor little Benito, mamá and papá can't be with us anymore," she said. "Ay, pobre de Benito, querido Benito, tu mamá y papá no pueden estar con nosotros más," dijo ella. "They have gone to the Indian heaven, but I will take care of you, and we will stay with Uncle Juan. Come on now. Ellos han ido al cielo de los indios, pero yo te cuidaré, y viviremos con tío Juan. Vámonos, vente conmigo." She took little Benito's hand, and together they walked out into the sunlight. Tomó la mano de Benito, y juntos salieron afuera. In the Zapotec Indian village of Hualeato, the houses were all very much alike and very close together. The children were soon at Uncle Juan's house. En el pueblo de los indios zapotecas, el pueblo se llamaba Hualeato. Casi todas las casas se parecieran mismos y estaban juntos uno a otro. Pronto los niños llegaron a la casa de tío Juan.
"Ay, María, Benito, I'm so glad you will be my children now. We will be happy together," said Uncle Juan.
"Ay, María y Benito, estoy tan contento que ahora son nuestros niños. Vamos a ser una familia feliz juntos," dijo tío Juan.
He made tacos of fish that he had caught in the creek. In the grinder, Maria made salsa, while Benito tried to help by handing her tomatoes, onions, and chiles. Juan hizo tacos de pescados que había cogido en el arroyo. Maria hizo la salsa mientras Benito trataba de ayudar, pasándole los tomates, las cebollas y los chiles. La salsa está muy delicioso.
Ooh, the salsa is very delicious, said Uncle Juan. I've been needing two good helpers. He estado necesitando dos buenas ayudantes. After lunch, Uncle Juan opened the back door of his house, and there was a cool, shady patio full of big clay pots. Some of the jars were taller than Benito.
Después del almuerzo, tío Juan abrió la puerta de atrás de la casa y ahí estaba el patio fresco lleno de ollas de barro. Algunas de las ollas eran más altas que Benito.
This is where I work, said Uncle Juan. I made all these jars out of clay.
Aquí trabajo, dijo tío Juan. Yo hice todas las esas ollas de barro.
There was a work table and a big pile of clay.
Había una mesa de trabajo y un gran montón de barro.
Ooh, said Benito. I like mud. He poked his fingers into the soft, wet clay.
Ooh, dijo Benito. A mí me gusta el lodo. Metió sus dedos en el lodo suave.
Uncle Juan laughed. Okay, I'll teach you to make pots like these, he said.
Tío Juan, echó a reír. Sí, te voy a enseñar cómo hacer ollas como estas, dijo él.
And he did.
Benito learned to be a fine pot maker as he grew larger, and so did Maria.
Él hizo las ollas finas mientras crecía, y también María aprendió.
Maria was now a teenage young lady. One day, some people came from Oaxaca to Querétaro to buy some Zapotec Indian pots for their patio.
María ahora era una joven adolescente. Un día, un gente de Oaxaca vino a Querétaro para comprar algunas ollas de barro de los indios zapotecas para poner en su patio.
What beautiful pots, they said.
Well, these are the finest I've seen.
¡Qué ollas tan lindas! Dijeron.
Estos son los mejores que hemos visto.
Thank you, said Maria.
Gracias, dijo Maria.
Yo ayudé a hacerlas. Me gusta hacer las cosas bien hechas.
I helped make them. I like to do things well.
Well, the people said, if you ever want to come to Oaxaca, we would like you to stay with us. We'll give you a job.
Bueno, dijeron las gente. Si alguna vez quisieras ir a Oaxaca, nos gustaría que quedaras con nosotros. Te diramos trabajo.
Later, Maria told Uncle Juan what the Oaxacan visitors had said.
Más tarde, Maria le dijo a tío Juan que los visitantes de Oaxaca le habían dicho.
Oh, good idea. Go, my daughter, said Uncle Juan. It's good for a Zapotec to learn the ways and the language of other people.
He looked at Benito.
Ve, mi hija, vaya, vaya, dijo Juan, tío Juan. Es bueno que una zapoteca como ti aprenda las costumbres del idioma de otra gente.
Entonces miró a Benito.
I will stay with you, Uncle Juan, said Benito. I like our Zapotec ways.
Yo me quedaré contigo, tío Juan. A mí me gustan las costumbres zapotecas, dijo Benito.
But Uncle Juan was not feeling well. He had to stop and rest a lot.
Pero tío Juan no se sintió bien. Él tenía que descansar a menudo. Un día le dijo a Benito,
Hijo mío, yo estoy viejo y cansado. Ándate a donde está tu hermana María, en Oaxaca.
But Uncle Juan was not feeling well.
My son, I am too old and tired. Go on with your sister. Go to your sister in Oaxaca.
Yo puedo hacer las ollas, tío. I can make the pots, uncle. I can do it all. You need me. Yo puedo hacer de todo. Tú me necesitas, dijo Benito. You need me.
But Uncle Juan shook his head. You are still just a boy. Only 12 years old, you are not old enough yet to do a man's work. Go while you have this good chance. Maria will find you a job.
Pero tío Juan movió la cabeza. Tú eres un niño todavía. Tienes apenas 12 años. No eres suficiente grande para hacer el trabajo de un hombre. Ándate mientras tienes esta gran oportunidad. María te ayudará a conseguir trabajo.
Benito pounded a ball of clay with his fist. But I'm just an Indian. I don't even speak Spanish. I'm not like them. I don't want to be like them. Benito le dio con su puñal con una bola del barro que tenía. Pero yo soy solamente indio. Ni siquiera hablo español. Yo no soy como ellos. Yo no quiero ser como ellos.
My son, you are not just an Indian. You are Zapotec. Always remember that. Tú no eres solamente un indio. Tú eres Zapoteca. Siempre recuerda esto. Tú aprenderás. Vete, dijo Juan. Go, you will learn about their ways. Go and learn about their ways.
So Benito went to Oaxaca. Maria found him a job, and he was helping a priest whose work was sewing books together. His name was Brother Antonio.
Benito fue a Oaxaca. María le encontró un trabajo ayudándole a un sacerdote cuyo trabajo era coser libros. Él se llamaba el hermano Antonio.
Benito, you work so well and you learn so fast. I am so pleased, said Brother Antonio.
Ay, Benito, tú trabajas tan bien y aprendes tan rápido. Estoy tan contento, dijo el hermano Antonio.
Benito smiled.
Hey, I make good pots too, working with Uncle Juan.
Benito se sonrió.
Yo hacía buenas ollas también, ayudándole con tío Juan.
Brother Antonio asked, would you like to go to school?
El hermano Antonio preguntó. ¿Quisiera ir a la escuela?
Benito's eyes got big.
You mean, learn to read? I can learn to read and write? No, I have no money to pay.
Los ojos de Benito se pusieron bien grandes. You mean, aprender a leer y escribir? Pero no tengo dinero para pagar.
I will pay, said Brother Antonio. You can help me in the bookbindery after school, okay?
Okay, dijo Benito. His eyes got big.
So we'll continue this story of Benito Juarez next time. Thanks for listening in to Angelita's Wings with Billy Furuichi and sometimes Grandma Gaga and maybe even my cat. See you next time.